don't think y'all heard me. I woke up early this morning. I don't think y'all heard me. I woke up early this morning.
Hey.
I don't think y'all heard me. I woke up early.
Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Heywood Turnipseed Jr.
I'm Chris Lambert.
We are four guys on, and I think you can tell by the strains of this little girl singing that Chris Lambert decided to bring us in with the music.
This is Little Dragon. They're doing a cover of a Khalees song called Millionaire.
With Andre, right?
With Andre 3000. Yeah. They did this cover that was like on this, I think it's like a BBC show, and they call it Like a Version. So they have a YouTube page.
Like a version?
Like a version. So they do a live recording of their stuff.
Yeah.
And they did a cover along with playing some of their newer tunes.
Okay, this is dope.
And these guys they're a Swedish band, electronic band, and they're dope. They're pretty dope.
Swedish.
They sell out every time they come to New York. Like,
have you seen them live?
No, I want to.
A lot of Swedish girls in the crowd.
No, she's actually kind of like
hot blondes.
Yakumi Nagano.
She's Japanese.
Yeah, she's got something going on.
Is that the girl singing?
Yeah,
she's Japanese or black. You know, there's a lot of them.
I'm looking up her wiki. She was born and raised in Gothenburg, Sweden, to a Japanese father and a Swedish American mother.
Oh wow!
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hot.
She's cute.
That's
is she
hot.
Good? She ain't got no black in it. Yet, as far as we know.
Right, them Dutch black over there be hot.
But that's not a really great picture.
You ever see some of them Dutch black? Swedish
black.
Africans?
What's that
she
porn?
Looks black. She doesn't look like she.
No. But she's cute, though. And she can sing, you know, like those chicks. That...
Yeah.
Who's just playing the Play School xylophone? Is that someone in the band?
Swiss
Beats.
Yeah,
somebody in the band.
Swiss
Beats. Swizz.
Swizzy.
Sweet Beats.
She's 32.
I love that song. That was a dope song.
That album was like...
That was quirky.
She had that cool song, Glow.
Glow. They'll just watch
y'all boy, Raphael Sadiq.
Yukimi Eleonora.
They'll just
Swedish singer-songwriter to a Japanese father, Swedish-American mother. That's where Eleonora must have came from.
Eleonora. Named after her grandmother, Eleonora.
They got a new album. That was their album came out last year, Nabuma Rubber Band.
Nabuma Rubber Band.
Yeah.
Nabuma. She has a sister named Sandra Sumi.
Sandra Sumi.
Sandra Naga, not gonna Sandra work for me anymore.
Naga Sumi,
not gonna work here anymore. What I'm saying.
All of our songs feature woodblocks. We hit woodblocks in every song. That's our guarantee to you.
I think because they're more electronic.
That's her sister's album.
Where they push the woodblock button on the keyboard.
Well, no, like it's more like a electric. But I think they did that to capture the original Khalees joint.
Naga.
You know, electronic music isn't just dubstep.
Not gonna work here
Naga's
anymore.
Black over there, right?
Not just dubstep. We have a lot of ideas.
Like Nagasaki.
Nagasaki's.
Not every electronic sound is sometimes it's beeps and boops.
Like the Foreign Exchange is like that.
Foreign Exchange is dope, though.
Sunny Moon.
Yeah, fucking Foreign Exchange is killer.
The girl that sings, that sung a lot of hooks on the Kendrick Lamar album.
The other one.
Anna Wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
got a group called Sunny Moon that she's the head of. It's her and this other guy, Dane Orr, and they're fucking awesome. I'm going to see them in a couple days.
What's that, like Sunny Electronica?
Moon. Yeah, yeah.
Electronica?
She's the
what,
one.
Now, when you go see an electronic artist, what are you watching? What happens?
Well,
the push the button.
Yeah, like what are you looking at?
Well, like when you go see the Foreign Exchange, Nicolay, the producer, he's playing the keys,
right?
And Zoe, when he's with them, he'll play. They have a band. But then when you go see, when I saw Sunny Moon the first time, they had a guy on a fucking harp. They had the guy, the producer.
They had a guy on a harp?
Yeah, he had like a...
Figgit!
Wow, buddy.
He's an angel.
He unfollowed me on Twitter, so I...
Why did he unfollow you?
Why did he unfollow you? Yeah, what'd you do?
Because he told everybody to play the harp.
You know, keep that down.
Actually,
not the harp, the chord, the harp.
I had this idea recently that when you unfriend someone on Facebook, there should be an exit interview.
So they can
know what they're doing wrong. Yeah. It can be anonymous. They don't
That's
have
hilarious.
To. It's like you lost a friend, and here's why. Yeah. And then you can just tell them, I don't like the way you do this shit.
That would
on
be
Facebook.
So nice.
I might have said something like, why aren't there any more black people in this movie?
I can
I'm
see that.
Sick of this shit.
I would love to have exit interviews on Facebook.
How come more black folks ain't playing the harp in this movie?
Might have been.
I don't know if I would want to receive the feedback.
I might have been tweeting about Pretty Little Liars. I don't know.
What have you done to Sailor Moon?
I'm gonna leave it alone.
I do. Yeah, yeah.
That's ABC Family. I've seen it. I've seen it. They're cute.
Cute white girls in nice dresses.
Yeah, they're pretty little liars.
Yeah.
Like most little white girls.
The views of Haywood Turnip.
I said that.
Junior.
The views of Haywood Turnip. Series.
What were you saying, that. Andy?
Like I don't remember.
He's going to defriend me and tell me.
I don't know if I want to hear why people unfriended. I guess I would. I actually would want to hear why people unfriended me.
I would like to know.
You were talking about when you go see those bands. Sometimes they'll have accompaniment too. Sometimes they have guitars. But most of the time, like, you know, they do press those things, the MPC.
Is there like a screen?
Those
DJs, those
newfangled DJs do. That's all they do.
Yeah,
like, it's like a light show.
Yeah.
It's like light and smoke.
I feel like it's like watching a cooking demonstration.
This tweet that Bill Burr.
Like, yeah. It's just there's a, like, you know, with cooking demonstrations, there's a mirror on the ceiling where you can see what they're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just a screen at those shows where this just shows the guy's hand pushing a button.
That was like the Gorillaz experience. Like, I saw Gorillaz, and this is early on in there when they first were coming out, and it was just a screen so you can see the cartoon and the animated aspect of it, and the band was behind it. And it was a little disjointed because, like, I could see the band.
Right.
So and it was a see-through screen. It was transparent to a degree. So right. Like,
so you just went to watch cartoons.
Yeah, I was just like, this is. You ever go like the Wolf Trap?
Ralph Bakshi cartoons.
And this is before I started getting high. Yeah. So it wasn't.
Well, people do.
It wasn't
do that.
Like
they get high in those rooms, but
yeah, because that's a part of the experience. So they say. Like, I don't know what I would see. Like, I like Daft Punk, but I don't know what I would expect from them live.
Yeah.
Although they do live shows. They're supposed to be going live now.
They play though, don't they? They play.
But
keyboards.
I don't know what I would expect.
Yeah, but you still just stand two guys standing there like. Just pushing.
Well, and
they have weird helmets on.
With Sunny Moon,
and there's a lot of lights.
Like,
like with a group like Sunny Moon, like Anna Wise can fucking sing. Like, she can sing.
Well, they have a live singer. Yeah,
yeah, and then like there's the guy that opened for them that when I went to see him in 2012.
Windy Star?
No, this dude named M. I'm just trying to get expose people that want to listen to some new things.
Oh, Sunny Moon,
pretty cool.
Windy Star.
This guy named M. Constant,
the other one.
Who did he did beats and
Stormy
like
Asteroid
stuff. Oh, okay. I'll just talk to Haywood. Yeah. He like mixed stuff, and it was cool.
Well, I like that because I like a Grand Wizard Theater, and I went and saw them when they had the DJ Collector Executionist.
Yeah.
So like I went to see them, but they have a whole thing they do. They they put all four turntables out. They play together. They go around the turntable.
Yeah.
So it's turntablism. Experience,
yeah,
that you
and
get.
You have
so
to put
that.
On a show,
yeah,
like you have to. There's something there that draws you in, but I know
people go see literally, we'll go see DJs now,
and
the DJ is just standing there, like nodding his head,
yeah,
he's not doing shit.
I saw the number two DJ in the world now, so you know, the guy's supposed to be number two. I was at the factory, it was at Power Plant,
right?
And like they had that Power Plant area,
open.
Right, that guy was like out there, and it was just like a sea of people,
yeah.
So the dude was like, yo, that's like the number two guy in the world. And of course, it was just playing like
you were like.
That's why I was. That's why I was at the power.
This is like the Raphael like, Nadal.
I was like, he's not Dre.
Yeah, like
number two was like.
Well, chicks like Raphael Nadal now.
but to be the number two of something that you didn't even know there was a ranking.
I didn't know. I didn't know. But number one is that dude who's doing stuff with like Rihanna
it's like,
and
it's
Calvin
like Jews are scratching
shit.
Against each other.
Like, he wasn't doing that. He literally was doing Andy said
he
pushed the buttons. Pins are not in hand.
And
he
just hyped the crowd.
Well, yeah. Bill Burr talked
like,
about that on his
this?
Podcast.
He was
like, bam, 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 bam,
I was like, what is this?
What the fuck is this shit?
Like, you ever see the, every now and then they'll be like, Domino's had their fastest pizza maker championship, and you see a guy who's like way too fast to make pizzas. Like he's clearly got some kind of coke problem. And you're like, I didn't know there was a ranking. I didn't know there was a thing. Yeah. Should I respect this dude?
That was like, what do you respect? Like this dude, he can draw. He got him there.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at that.
There's a box folder. There's a world's fastest box folder.
But years ago, when I worked at Kroger's, they did that.
The fastest sackers in the area. Yeah, they did that. They did that the same way.
Do it in your store. You send the fastest guy to compete against the other.
Did you get jealous? Like, if the guy is like, part of it's like, you get kind of, are you mad
if
at
you're
your,
an athlete? You do.
Are you mad at yourself?
You know, it's funny you say that. The athlete was the kid who won.
See,
the athlete was the one. He was
always
good at everything. He was a point guard.
Hate that motherfucker.
The high school we went to, he was a point guard for the state championship team.
See,
good at everything.
He's the one who won.
There's always a Jordan. I'm gonna smoke.
I'm the Michael Jordan of sack and dairy products.
But it's like, do you get mad at that guy that he's better than you?
Genealogy.
That he's better than you, or are you mad at yourself that you're mad at this
you're
guy?
Mad at the genome project.
I never applied that much thought.
I'm mad at his mama sleep with his
fucking
daddy.
Fucking sacking.
And why am I not in the Olympic
village? Because I'm saying it is sacking. It's something that's super inane, but it's like, are you at a point in your life where you're so angry at this guy that he's better than
he
you
was,
at bagging?
There are people who are. Was competitive.
And why are you in this situation?
I didn't realize I was competitive like that until I started in the martial arts.
How old were you, though? You were young when you
I
were doing this.
I started working there when I was... Oh, this was last week, man.
Oh, shit.
I started working there when yesterday. I was 17.
You need to hold some money, man.
I was senior high school.
And he'll pay for
Well, it's not even that. It's like
start
that stuff
selling,
you don't...
Start selling this cane, man.
You don't get mad at that. What you do...
Fuck
when
Kroger's,
you go
I'm going
to
out
a,
on this block.
When you see a guy like a DJ making, you know, five uh-huh. figures, you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. That people held that in esteem. To be the number two ranked
DJ. Flash was like Grandmaster Flash is the shit, but he's not in that ranking. Like.
Well, that's a whole different world. He's not from.
Rock talks about
that
all
world.
The time that he was like he was on his way to being a DJ.
Oh yeah,
he
and he's not Q from Juice.
Right. Yeah,
you kind of forget about that scene, that sequence, don't you? In that movie,
he
was a DJ, but you just remember the darkness and people killing.
He just ended up pump, 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 pump.
The scene was dope. Yeah, because it was him against that kid. Oh, it was Evil D from
another kid,
Black Moon.
Yeah,
it was Evil D. You got.
Yeah, it was like those are the competitions I grew up watching. Like now, this DJ thing is like totally. It's a guy with an NPC and he's programmed some things in and he's like, what I did earlier today.
Remember when the guy was backspinning and he took his shoes off in Beach Street?
Yeah, like Tony, man, you don't get that no more. You don't get that.
Some people
make
it's really cool to watch.
Nobody
like
told me touch.
Like the dude Exile that did Below the Heavens with Blue. Andy knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And like you watch him make a beat or something like that. It's pretty cool for a while, but then you kind of want to see something else. You know, you want to see like the
you're basically watching his studio work.
Yeah. Like, have you ever heard of Scratch Bastard?
Mm-hmm. Here's a Juice DJ battle. It's Queen Latifah.
Man. Yeah, it was Queen Latifah.
DJ GQ.
GQ.
Because sometimes you want to nerd out a little bit.
Because he left the little thing and then ran back to the
alibi.
You always forget about that part, though.
I'm trying to get the Q's part. This is the other guy.
Oh, this was Uptown Anthem, too.
That's Randolph's favorite song.
One of them.
Well, this is Q. Is this Q?
I like that song much more than Hip Hop Array. Hip Hop Array, I don't think. It's all right, but
Oh, now the other guy took over, and Q has a somber look on his face. Uh-oh, I might lose this battle.
You want it all, the juice. You want it all. You want it all. You want
it all, the juice. They get like 30 seconds, and then the other guy gets it.
Q turntable.
This is Q's opponent.
Q's putting his headphones up to his left there. He's got his Def Jam albums.
Evil D is so huge now. Like, he was 14, man.
He was 14 in that?
14, 15.
Wow.
Norm Reps is only like 18, maybe.
He's probably like early 40s now.
Oh, it's Q's turn.
He really looked like Rollo then. Mike Tomlin, what's up?
Yep.
Pump me up. Now, knowing movies, like, you know, they did all that with no sound.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They do that.
They did all that with no sound. That's what's amazing to me.
You see, like, behind-the-scenes stuff, and they're just, like, the people are dancing, and
where's the music?
And they're just because I guess they want the dialogue to come in and stuff.
But see, when you go see a DJ now, he's not even he's not doing
this. He's not even doing that.
He's just like hyping the crowd up.
Yeah, you got to go to the play, shot him the finger. Yeah. You got me. You
Omar Epps is kind of
so
like.
I found one. Like, check
by
this
the
guy.
Way,
underrated.
Let me do this. Let me do this public service thing for my for this thing. On January 9th and 10th, I'm at the DC Shorts Film Festival, the U.S. Navy Memorial. There's four other comics there. It's a short films as well as comedians. January 9th and 10th. Look it up on the hashtag is DC Shorts. Why do we have to say hashtag?
Because it's a dancing panda.
God. You don't have to.
The hashtag is DC Shorts Laughs. Look up the website, DC Shorts Film Festival. If you want to get tickets, you want to go. It's January 9th and 10th. That's the next thing I will be at there.
Pound sign. Pound sign.
All right, now what do you got, Haywood?
Half the money I'm giving to a sitter.
I know that feeling. I'm like, this money is just going down the drain. It cost me money to get here. So I got this kid, right? This is this kid named Scratch Bastard. Scratch Bastard is this, I think he's from Toronto or something like that.
Hello there.
Check this out.
I'm Scratch Bastard. I'd like to show you my Parliament, Pink Floyd, Flashlight, Another Brick in the Wall routine. Check it out.
This is DJ. It's a routine. This is DJ. And he came up under DJ Jazzy Jeff, who's still one of the baddest DJs.
Yeah.
Okay, there's Parliament Flashlight.
And watch what he does.
First bass line ever learned to play.
So he's scratching. Now check his routine. So he's making music match, right?
Yeah,
right.
So he's literally That's making music match with his hands. But he's not
Floyd.
Done. He's going to get into a
Check
point
it
where
Pink
literally,
Floyd.
He literally makes music. Check this part. This is what people think DJs do.
Well, this is what they used to do.
Yeah, that's an actual skill.
That's actually what they're doing.
But this is what they can do. Check out how he goes. Check it out.
We don't need no education.
Yeah, with Parliament.
Yeah. He's doing the melody for Another Brick.
Yes. Now, that's a DJ.
That's pretty impressive.
That's DJ.
Well, he's doing it. He's doing what? Here's the thing. That's not impressive to me. Why? Because
contrarian.
I came up with that.
Contrarian. Everybody likes
because
it. You like it.
I came up with that. I like it. I like it a lot. But that's what I came up with. It's just that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
That's
what I came
the
right.
That doesn't happen.
Right, anymore. Right. This is what I came up with fucking
yeah,
around.
I came
that's
up
what
with
we
that.
Talked about before with the Foo Fighters and stuff. Going in the goddamn
going
guitar.
In the garage and fucking
going
sucked,
in the garage and going, hey, man, what are we going to do?
Yeah,
for a while. And Skylar's mom lets you play and she makes brownies
she
for
makes
you.
She makes brownies. And then you get in the talent show hosted by Chris.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Doing his Jodeci routine.
Yeah, maybe do well.
There was one time we had a Black History.
You might win.
We had a Black History Month program in high school. And there was this coffee house scene, and I wore like a powder blue suit that my mom made for my dad.
A sexual chocolate.
Carolina blue, and I came out and I sung People Make the World Go Round.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't know. They didn't have no idea what you were singing, did they?
It was like because, people and you know how I knew about that song? Yeah.
Go round.
They had no idea what you were doing.
Trash man didn't get my trash today. Oh, why? Because they want more pay. Buses on strike, wanna raise a fare. So they can help pollute the air.
But they're what makes the world go round.
Oh.
The ups and downs are carousels. Changing people's heads around.
Oh, boy.
Go underground, young man.
That boy good.
That boy good.
People
that boy good.
Make the world go round.
Man, that's
people make the world go round.
What you gonna do with a xylophone and a bass line? What you gonna do with that?
That's the end of the podcast.
What you gonna do with that?
No, but I did that.
This podcast over. Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys. This is great.
Fuck your garage app.
You know how I learned that song though? It wasn't the Stylistics. It was the Mark Dorsey cover.
Mark Dorsey
on Crooklyn.
Crooklyn. Yeah.
That's how I learned. Like, and that's like
you was watching every black movie.
That's that black shit, man. Like, that's how I learned about those songs. And like, you don't. I don't know that you have that. I mean, you got to show them the old movies.
That's how I found out about, to be honest, that's how I found out about Sylvester.
Mm-hmm.
The scene in...
Take us to that origin story.
The scene in Trading Places.
Okay.
Oh,
where
shit!
Where the two girls started stripping to Do You Wanna Rock? Do you wanna rock?
I'm ready for you, Billy Ray.
Do you wanna rock with me?
The fuck out!
And my mom said, I haven't heard that Sylvester song in a long time.
Oh, Sylvester.
And it stayed
Sylvester.
In my head.
Like Tony Thompson, what cover did he do?
My Sharia Moore.
Moore.
Yes, yeah. And he did it well too.
Yeah, he killed that shit. Well. That's how I knew, because you had these '90s guys. They were paying homage to the shit that they grew up on.
Yeah.
Like, and so I was listening to that, and Donnell Jones did the.
Portrait of Born a Bull.
Portrait, I think, did.
Everybody did that.
Gangsterlean, I think they did. Intro did Ribbon in the Sky.
Yeah, yes, Ribbon
did.
In the Sky.
Yes,
fantastic.
Yes, they did.
What fantastic. Did Tyrese cover? He covered something.
Matter of fact, I actually, at one point, I was like, you know what? I like Intro's version more.
Really? Tyrese did cover something on the
What did he cover?
Oh, stop. The Baby Boy soundtrack. It'll manifest. And what's the kid's name who took Donny Hathaway's whole style? The dude from Blackstreet.
Oh, Dave Hollister.
Dave Hollister.
Well, he was the only one that was. Well, I guess Chauncey could sing.
Chauncey could sing. Yeah, he took the hat and everything. Like we did the Chicago story. Like he took.
Yeah,
that was all Donny Hathaway.
He had some jams.
I can't name the people in Blackstreet.
Chauncey, I think Eddie, Dave. I don't remember.
Mark? Is there a Mark in there?
I don't know. Probably.
There's a Mark in there. A Ribbon in the Sky was dope. This guy's dead.
That's it. I was like, I actually
this
like
guy's
this version.
Dead. Like, this guy's dead.
This guy's dead.
I'm like Stevie's song.
The
like,
monster got it.
Stevie's still living.
Oh, he got the AIDS?
Yeah.
And Stevie got a new baby, and he's dead.
They made two really good albums. Two really good albums. Stevie was in the video.
Yes, he was.
All right, let's do this. All right, Stevie, famous Stevie Wonder covers. Stevie Ray Vaughan did Superstition. He's dead.
Sure.
Holy shit.
Casey
Tony
and
Thompson
Jojo.
Is dead.
Tony Thompson is dead.
Casey and JoJo, give them three more years. Yeah. Right?
Their careers
are dead.
Fucked up, man.
You cover Stevie Wonder, you will die.
That's the whole
time.
Anthony Kiedis better watch his back.
Yeah. The fuck's
no. Higher Ground. That's right.
You know what? When they did Higher Ground, I think the drummer at the time had died.
Didn't Hillel die?
Hillel died.
Hillel died.
Donnell Jones.
Not the drummer. The guitars. Yeah, Hillel. But I think he died before Higher Ground. But still.
Yeah, well,
the curse of Stevie covers.
Don't do
Donnell Jones is still alive.
But his career.
As far as we know, his career is
dead. He's probably doing cruise ships or. What's the Essence Festival? What did you guys say last week?
Essence Festival.
Like they're doing the show.
Jazz festival.
Black
festival.
Ski Weekend.
Any jazz festival. The Rhode Island Jazz Festival.
That's where I want to be with
you. If you're white, you're at the county fairs.
Yeah,
jazz festival.
Yeah.
State fairs.
And those Renaissance festivals.
Yeah. Renaissance festival.
You can cover.
You guys remember Warrant? Cheese pie, cherry pie. He's got a turkey leg in one
hand. His voice is all shot.
He's like, turkey leg.
That's when you know when someone's like at that point where their hits were like 25 years ago and their voice is all shot because they come out like, help me sing it. And just hold the mic out.
What's the
cheese
dude?
Help me.
You know what's funny is that the black artists, their voices never fail them. No. Their voices hang. They look pathetic.
Yeah.
They look like
that's what I'm looking
for. But their voices don't fail them unless it's like my man from the Five Heartbeats. Nights like this.
But he came back.
Yeah, he
got it back. He got it back.
Voices never fail him.
A lot of it, too, is those bands that stop touring and they take 20 years off.
Yeah,
they don't put the wear and tear on their voice.
Yeah,
they're just they don't kill their voice.
I hated that.
But it's our new temp.
I hated that high five unsung because they were like they were trying to come back and we doing this for Tony. We come back for Tony.
You can't do it without Tony.
First of all, you can't do it without Tony.
It's not like the Temptations.
You can't without.
It's like the Four Tops going without.
He had a distinctive voice.
Yeah,
and he was the lead.
Yeah.
The dark skinned guy that they recruited.
Oh yeah,
he was the only one. The other one that could really like.
It's like True. Where's True?
Did they do Turned Away?
Turned away.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were singing about.
And then they spread my wings.
The girls like that song.
Well, that was a jam.
Well, the girls like Spread My Wings and Turn Away. So the girls liked it. We liked it.
I began to get to school each
day.
All I do is sing
you to that's my way.
That was Troop, right?
Yep.
Was it Birds Start to Ring or Bells Start to Ring? Bells Start to Ring.
This is Stevie Ray Vaughan, by the way, doing Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray Vaughan is a beast, though.
He was a beast. Yeah. Stevie is in that video.
So he kind of cursed the video. You will die.
That's what happens when Stevie shows up. He performed with Daft Punk. It's a wrap.
Come on,
Stevie. He performed with Daft Punk. They're going to be gone.
We used to see his band all around Austin all the time.
Oh, man.
Two guys in the band.
Yeah.
Because after Stevie died.
That's it.
Damn, Andy, that was an abrupt ending to it.
We used to see them and the bass player for Smashing Pumpkins.
Really?
Because she lived in Austin.
Darcy.
Huh.
Always drunk. Always drunk.
She's got some problems. She's got some issues. Didn't she have some legal issues? She got... She was just running around drunk one night in Michigan.
She was
in Michigan drunk.
Yeah. Like Billy Corgan is doing some stuff again, too.
It's a
wrestling.
No, he's out of wrestling now.
He runs. Did he get out? He dropped out of it?
He just ended it.
He was running around. He was running wrestling.
I sent you that Levitar joint. That was a good interview.
Oh, this is a live version.
No, this is the alpha version.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn, it sounds live as shit.
That's just
this is the Jackson 5 song.
Oh, man. Five of them.
This is a Jackson 5 song.
It is?
No, yeah. it is a cover, though.
No, it's Jackson. I know the Jackson.
Is it Jackson 5?
Yeah. I'm going to find that one and abruptly end this.
I can't wait to get to today. It sounds such a whiner.
Don't it? Remember that was the thing? That voice?
Whiny voice, man.
What did Robert Harris say? All that cute switch shit. I'm going. Call the most sucker for love, man.
That was the dream, man.
Singing a group like that?
Being the one that, being the guy that was kind of accessible to
Next
the
time
girl.
You cut it down, man.
You gotta be like, I could get him.
You got to get up. You got to get up with Romaine and Lettuce.
I know.
You got to do something.
What's the thing that like Bill Burr talks about on his podcast a lot? Well, he'll go play drums.
Yeah, he likes to play drums in the band.
I think Roy Wood did something like that too. He did that same show.
Well, I'm actually gonna do something with Romaine and Lettuce.
Yeah, you are?
We're doing a show. You gonna be on it? We're doing a show. We're trying to set up the dates, people. We've already talked about it, repeatedly on the podcast. Three Guys On versus Romaine and Lettuce. We're gonna do a variety show at the Draft House on
big room.
No. We're gonna do it in a small room.
That's gonna be sick.
I'm not doing comedy. Only dance numbers.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm gonna let you sing some.
I know you got some.
It's funny. It's because the idea I had was for me and Jamel to sing that Casey and JoJo song.
Yes.
Okay.
You kept talking about it, but I had had that. I had the idea long before.
Yes.
And I'm gonna.
Somebody got to do Candace Whisper.
I'm gonna put on the leather jacket.
Oh yes.
I'm a grease up.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes.
You're gonna be greased up?
Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna Vaseline.
You gotta show your boxes.
You know, it's time to start.
I'm gonna go up to Walmart. I had already planned this shit out because me and Jamel were talking about it. I'm gonna go up to Walmart and buy some cheap black jeans that are like three sizes too big.
Yep.
I have a
pair of super boots.
Yeah.
I'm down to do that.
I got some black boots already. Oh, yeah.
I think it's time to start the Three Guys On Instagram page just for that.
But we hadn't decided because we're going to have other comics come in and do stuff. So
here's the Jackson.
That's cool. That last thing they did, yo, was
dope. I already thought about you for it.
That last variety thing they did.
Here's a Jackson 5 version, by the way. You guys haven't heard.
Big up.
I didn't know
that was
Did they write it? Did Jackie write this song? Because, you know, Jackie wrote a lot of this song.
Okay, that sounds, that does sound like
All right.
1975.
Jackie would have wrote that, dude.
Yeah. I can't wait to get to school these days.
There they go.
I got the fire
guy. Oh, shit. Why haven't I heard this before?
Exactly.
I just got slow tape. Now I'm trying to make a slow playlist.
Oh, shit.
I got to make a covers playlist. Covers and originals. Hey, little
girl, I love you. Go, Michael.
I love you so. Didn't say that. Nobody is smoother than Michael Jackson as a front man.
I just threw my hands up.
Michael is a front man. That's all I did, really.
I like how they like he took the they take the it there.
All I do is think of you.
Gotta get the name right. That don't even make no sense. Why am I just now finding this out?
I had no
idea. I found it out like 2 years ago. I mean, I thought it was a troop song.
Dude,
me too.
That's cracking the code right there.
Everybody's Googling.
That's cracking the code right there.
I'm just seeing how many people like my boyhood is 12 years a slave, white boy.
Checking your likes.
Yeah.
It becomes a totally different song. Man.
Here it is right here. All they do is think of you, Jackson 5. Right on Amazon. Why should it be $3? God, you kidding me.
Yo, that is good.
Fine, right?
What album is that on?
Moving Forward?
1975. They were kids.
I'm a moving violation.
They were kids, too. Looking at this picture.
It says 1975. I think they were adolescents.
Yeah.
So they already left.
They just used an old stock picture.
Yeah.
An old Jackson.
I think his voice had changed, obviously.
You buy off that app, off your app?
Yeah.
You like it?
I buy off Amazon's app all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
like I've ordered movies and shit.
Buying the shit. I'm on this thing where I'm trying to be legitimate and actually buy. I'm trying. That's all I can say. I'm trying.
No, I just some make
shit.
This
some shit I can't find. Like I like one thing I like about YouTube is you can find live versions.
Yeah.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's where like that. I
got to do what I got to do. Like here's my big dream. Let me see the plug in.
This might be live. Hold on.
Wow.
Them doing that live.
It looks like it might be Soul Train, so who knows how live it is.
Soul Train did play live for a long time.
They did
until Barry White faced them
Soul
out.
This is the final album on Motown.
That's the second generation. Okay, so that's after they left Motown. That's when they joined Epic.
Mid-70s.
Yeah.
Oh, he's lip-syncing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hey.
Okay, the producers of this are Hal Davis and Brian Holland. So Brian Holland is Doja Holland.
He just spun around in the song he kept singing.
Yeah.
So that was
Yeah, that's not why.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's on.
They mostly did that.
That was on Motown. Well, Motown did live for a long time.
This is from the Mike Douglas show.
Motown Unsung. Barry White shut that down. He brought a whole orchestra. They were like, we're never doing this again.
All right, this one is definitely live because it's on the Mike Douglas show.
We're never doing this again.
YouTube is amazing.
Now, if I wanted this, I would have no choice but to rip it.
To rip it from YouTube. Because they don't have they might have a live album from back then.
I try to look.
Try to look for about 10 seconds.
And by try, I mean, I'm Googling one time. And if I don't see it, I'm ripping it.
You know that dude Slave 5000 got it. I like that.
Yeah, the audio is not that great.
I like that.
But
think
definitely
about how many
live.
Times they got hit.
It's Mike Douglas. We can find some good versions.
Joe is standing in the back of the crowd.
Sing, motherfucker!
Smacking the belt into
what is it, Bill Burr? Sing, motherfucker!
Smacking the belt into
we'll beat the black off me.
So, Doja wrote it.
Holland wrote
Holland.
Yeah.
Man, Man, fuck Troop. Made me think it was a Troop.
Well,
song.
Now. I'm saying that now.
Fucking posers.
That'd be the thing. You find out who did it for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I heard. You know I heard good. Spread My Wings was Iggy Pop originally. So there.
That's what he did.
You, got a lust for life and spread your wings.
Van Hunt did a really good version of No
Van
Sense
Hunt
of
Dope.
It's No Sense of Crime.
Yeah.
Can you look that up, Andy?
I'll tell you what,
Van Hunt is a bad dude.
I had said that if I would like to play bass, the dream, your dream was to
sing.
Was to sing. Mine would be to be a bass player in a band like this. This is Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
It's them live.
They've covered Stevie
Cowboy.
Too.
Oh, sure. Who has a bass?
I thought, I used to think, and I've said this before, I thought Jason Weaver was the man until they fucked him over.
Right.
He's just kind of like in the pocket. Right. Like he had, he could get his hit some notes, but like.
After he did Thea, where else was he going?
Thea!
Or even.
I've been working hard, two jobs every day.
His supporting role.
Giving time to my children, showing them
drumline.
With God on my side.
He was Hakuna Matata.
He was Young Simba.
He was Young Simba.
Yeah.
He was good too though. He could sing. Like he had a
that Love Ambition album.
I have that album.
I have it too.
What's the joint to stay with me?
Well, no. Actually, see this is what this is when Andre Harrell fucked him over. Because he had that EP.
Yeah, okay.
He had that Stay With Me EP.
Yes, yes.
And then like you're like, oh shit, this nigga's about to kill it.
Yeah.
And then it just
That was it.
And he was in the pocket to be what Chris Brown, if he didn't beat the shit out of Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like he would have been that dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you would see him sing shit on Smart Guy.
Yeah.
He had some shit.
Yeah,
like this motherfucker had a song. He's like, yeah, I'm in a band. And he had this song. It was like, girl, you know I'm dogging you. Girl, you know I'm playing you. And honey, that's no lie. He had a band.
That's true.
It was like, nur, 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 nur.
Yeah,
he had some shit.
He had a little Cuba.
Cuba's
little brother.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was like, why isn't this a fucking song? You motherfuckers.
That was good.
He had some jams.
I didn't do that show. I guess
he was just kind of, yeah.
Because that was a good song on that show. That was like a.
He had remixes.
Sure.
Horace Brown.
Was he on Mr. Cooper?
Well, what happened to him?
I don't know.
Besides,
I follow him on Instagram, and
he's on Instagram. He's gone.
He's just like, oh, thanks. He's like, oh, I'm gonna
plus
work
I got,
out
plus
today.
I got horns too. I'm in a band with horns.
Yeah,
it's over.
Like Dwelle had some shit. Well, he's a beast. I mean,
Jamiroquai's a beast though.
Dwelle's a beast. Yeah.
Dwelle's a beast.
Dwelle's a beast. Except he never.
He's
never
just touring a lot.
He'll be here in the Birchmere.
Yeah, that one song I like, Find a Way. Wait, isn't
that's all he has,
isn't,
like,
isn't the isn't the Birchmere kind of the
that's
end?
He plays that.
But isn't it kind of the end?
I don't know.
Like,
you guys tell
it's
me.
The,
I don't
it's the
know.
End, and
for,
it's like no, never,
area?
Never land, no man's land.
Yeah,
because he tours all over.
You know Eric Robeson.
I love
he
Eric
plays
Robeson.
There a lot. Eric Robeson plays there
it's
a lot.
It's not the end.
Kendrick. Well, but it's that no man's land. Like, okay, these are black folks who didn't.
I mean, we like you, but you ain't famous.
They're independent artists.
It's neo soul. This is like, you know, because
Eric Robeson.
I mean, he's dope.
I still haven't seen his.
Like Lettucey does. She does the White House.
Yeah.
Eddie B just,
and then she does the Birchmere. Like she does. She
Eddie
can't hold
B
her own.
Eddie B just commented can, on one of my tech. On
she
one
can
of
hold
my
Constitution
face.
Hall.
Something
yeah.
he
but
rarely
she did in,
does.
And, like she's like the draw for Constitution huh. Hall.
What about the Howard?
I guess
Theater?
I got to answer him.
Probably so. Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably
the
so.
Howard might be like.
Probably so.
Because Howard's be in the everybody next thing for black artists.
Yeah.
The Howard.
Because I know Foreign Exchange
like
goes there.
Foreign Exchange goes there a lot.
But the Foreign Exchange is like. They're like on the on like
the
I don't know
up.
If they're on the come up
where,
or if they're
where are they from?
If they're
London?
Kind of
North
in the
Carolina.
Middle.
North Carolina?
Nicolay's from the Netherlands.
You would think they were from Philly.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would think. But it was like, oh, you're from North Carolina. Well, Eddie B just commented on my
who's Eddie B?
I put this tweet Eddie up. Ryan. He's a comic out of here. I said, just watched 20 Feet from Stardom. It was great. Two of the artists both said something that I found very interesting and a little disturbing. They both said that in order to be a star, you have to want to be a star and all that entails. I've never wanted to be a star, ever. All I've ever wanted was steady work in the game and a comfortable living, parentheses, money, from it. I wonder if that is possible anymore. Eddie says, great documentary. I wonder about this game. So even now, he's now thinking about it. Everybody who read that tweet is like,
yeah. Yeah. It hit home. It's like,
oh, man,
how do you earn a living?
A comic I used to go on the road with back in Texas, A.D. Snipes, he put it up. He was like,
He just put
Like that woman that just comes in and kills it. Like she's saying, like, what's the woman?
Yeah, 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 yeah. She won a Grammy for How Can I Ease the Pain?
Wow. That's just like
Grammy, and then
what you guys were talking about last week, the whole American Idol thing and like all that. Like it's a culture that they think, oh, I just, like you said, you guys are saying, I just stand in line and then I get famous.
Right.
There's a dude, the dude that won The Voice, Javier Colon.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
motherfucker had a record deal with Capitol Records.
Right. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
And he had, like, I remember seeing the guy's video.
Yeah, he was on BET.
He had the song, I Get a Little.
Yeah, that's him. That's
like,
him.
That song is a jam.
Yeah.
And it's like, I see him on the show. I was like,
he didn't break through. You know,
yeah,
like, back up for Alicia Keys for
I don't know. I mean, but he had two albums,
yeah, yeah,
and I had them both. And I just remember, like, this guy's good,
yeah.
And so when I see him on The Voice, I'm looking at it, I was like, okay, I know who this guy is. I may not know these other artists, but I know that they're legit,
right?
Like,
they're
seasoned,
right?
So. Well, that was the thing with American Idol. It was like, these people have never done shit in music. Like, that was like,
well, that's what they were telling
us. If it was found,
they were telling us it was an open.
If it was found out,
if you could see Andy's face when he said that.
But if it was found out that one of those people, because it used to come out occasionally.
Yeah.
Oh, so and so had a record deal 8 years ago under a different name. Yeah. That they would have to like answer for that.
The kid that didn't win when Kelly Clarkson won, that kid had a record deal.
Right.
Like, he was already rocking.
But it was a rarity. Like, the whole point was these people, no one knows who the fuck they are. And they're going to stand in line and get famous. And that The Voice is like, yeah, they had maybe a deal, and then the albums didn't sell, and then they didn't get another deal, so they couldn't put out any more albums. Because sometimes you're like, "That what happened to that dude? He fell off." Well, no, he just can't get a record deal.
Right.
He's got one.
He's in Japan.
Yeah.
Look up How Can I Ease the Pain? It'll pop right up.
That's Lisa Fisher.
I think that was her.
Ease the Pain.
Yeah, she can sing.
She was featured on that. She's a background singer now. She won a Grammy. Well, now.
She
was a background singer.
Yeah.
And then
Luther. I typed in how can it said, how can she slap?
How can she slap? And then Luther pushed her to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
He started featuring her.
Okay.
He started featuring her.
Okay. Okay.
And,
that same thing, old girl, different him.
He started featuring her.
How Can I Ease the Pain is from 91.
Yeah. And then she got a deal. And then she won this Grammy, and then that was that.
She didn't get another deal.
That's what,
like, so they don't, the record company's not going to offer you more money.
Now she's singing again. Right. She went back to
and because she can sing.
She can make. She can sing. And she can make good money, and she's in demand.
Yeah,
because she can sing.
Yeah, and then we already know numerous times people clean up vocals.
Yeah.
I
mean,
oh, this was in the cowbell era of R&B.
More cowbell.
And I remember watching this video, being like, "Here she is."
And she was fine too.
Don't you have that recorded?
She don't look like that no more.
Andy, don't you have that sound?
The cowbell?
Yeah.
I do. I can pull that app up, too. The sampler app.
Yeah.
She was in the lead with Mickey Howard in there.
Yes. Yes. And when I saw it, when I saw her singing this on the special, on the movie, I thought that was Mickey Howard's song.
And she's hot, too. So it's like, why didn't it work?
I know, well, that was 24 years ago.
But I'm saying, like, back then, like, she, you know.
91, a bunch of them came out at that time. Her, Mickey Howard, CeCe Peniston, whatnot.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of them. Martha Wash, but they covered her up.
CeCe Peniston. Peniston.
She was like, was she Miss Arizona at one point?
Here's the related videos rundown. Michelle Lay.
Yep.
Tracy Spencer.
Wow.
What happened to her?
Wow.
Oh, Regina Bell.
Yep. Yep.
Who was Tracy?
Shirley Murdoch.
No, that was Shanice.
Shirley Murdoch.
I love it.
Who's the Tender Tracy? Kisses. Tender Kisses.
Okay, here's Lisa Fisher from August of 2014.
Was she 14 when she came out?
It's at a...
It's a fucking jazz fest.
It's at a jazz... Look. Lisa What's Fisher that? From 2014.
Here's the description.
What jazz fest yet?
Performing How Can I Ease the Pain at the BAM R&B Festival at Metro Tech in Brooklyn.
That's a nice venue, though. It's nice. It's really nice.
This is her from August of last year.
Yeah, that's what she looks like. Yeah.
They don't change the rhythm of the song.
How can I... This is what she sings last now, you know.
Yeah.
That's the one everybody knows.
Still got it, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's taking her time with this.
Still got it.
Oosh. voice sounds good.
Yep. But she's still in the mix. Sting was talking about it. He was like, you know.
They just threw her up and let her do like a set.
Yeah, that's what Sting was like. He would just.
They feature her, yeah.
He would
yeah.
just tell her, like, this is gross.
Sing whatever. Music business, man. It's not enough time in a day. It's like they tell, it's only 24 hours in a day. That's only enough time to listen to like 1% of the
part
music
of that
that's out
was
there.
Part of that was like I think it was two other artists had said that they were like, you know, if you want to, in order to be a star, you have to want to be a star, and to want to be a star, you have to do everything that's entailed with being a star. Mm. Now it would be, okay, you're gonna Twitter. Every fucking 10
it's like
minutes.
Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna Twitter every 10 minutes. You're gonna try to raise. You're gonna do everything you possibly can.
You also have to
media.
Look a certain. You have to really work hard
to
on
look
looking
a certain
way, eating all the right foods, working out constantly.
You got to keep your look up. You got to do everything to be a star. You have to go. I do all that kind of stuff. You have to want to do all of that. You can't just say it's not just talent. Talent will make you a star.
Right, you got
to
want to be in and out of every airport, want to be up at 4 a.m, want to make those.
That really gave me pause watching. Yeah. I was like, wow, I never.
The press junkers that you don't get paid for.
Yeah. It's like, those documentaries, like, you think you know.
But you have no idea.
You have no idea. Yeah.
Right. For me, I never wanted to have the Diary of Andy
Like Beyonce making videos in hotel rooms with your background dancers. Who are your friends now? But like Adam Sandler said in that movie, Funny People, man, this would be great if I didn't have to pay you guys.
I never wanted to be a star.
But to me, that's what star quality is. I never wanted to be a star.
I just wanted to be
good.
I just wanted to be good.
Good at what we
and
do.
Make a little money. And then you also have the thing where you lie to yourself and you say, well, I'm good. Things will come to me, right? Which is a lie.
Yeah.
Which is a lie also.
That's true.
So you know, but then there are people, and we know them,
but then after a while,
who just want to be stars. Yeah.
But they don't
want to
do the work. Yeah. But that's a lot of society.
No, but there are people who
want
to be stars and are willing to do the work.
Yeah.
And some of them don't have star power.
And they have, yeah.
And then,
but
you have
because
have
you're in that,
that
position. Yeah.
You have to have the charm. You have to have the look.
Yeah.
In addition to the talent, in addition to the actual desire to put up with all that other shit that you have.
Because there's not a lot of stars anymore. Now they're more like supernovas.
Well,
you have
Petey
people who
said,
explode and then they go away.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of stars. Like, what is such and such and such doing now?
Hey, what about Kesha, though?
Petey Steele said, I don't know if a comfortable living from it was ever possible without a degree of fame and the bullshit that comes with it. And I put up, said, Petey, that's not true. It's not. He doesn't know that because he's new to the game, but it's not true. Jake Johansson's not a star.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Regan's not a star.
Right, right.
He's well known amongst comedians.
They have fame.
Well known amongst comedians, but the general public don't know him.
Yeah. I mean, he's everywhere.
You know,
Delaware.
That's enough for me.
Yeah, but that's the gig.
That's enough. You know, but that's not stardom.
Right.
You know, he did well in top five. He was funny, but he's not a star. Jake Johansson is far from a star.
Yeah.
And that guy's done 40 Lettermans. 40. He's got to hold a record as far as comedians.
Think so.
As many sets. He's not a star.
Yeah.
You think he would be? 40 Lettermans?
Yeah.
Clearly there's something going on that he keeps coming back.
Well, that's the, I mean, you know, I was talking to somebody about another comic who has done maybe, I don't know, not quite 10, but he's you know, a handful of Lettermans. Mm-hmm. He's still driving to Louisville for gigs. You know what I mean? It's like, he's like 7 Lettermans in. It's
right.
Like, it's just the way it goes.
Right.
But he, is a lot of those guys, they become writers. They go behind the scenes
right.
somehow. So they don't necessarily stay as front men, so to speak. But either way, you can still be a headlining comic and work, you know, shows and not be famous.
That's what I like about comedy.
You used to be able to. I don't know if you can now.
Well, we just named people who do. Like, yeah. I don't know if there's another wave of that.
Well, they're
coming.
Established. I'm talking,
those guys are all
the,
20 years
the
in.
The next wave of.
Yeah.
I think like with comedians, we have to have a what's the word I'm looking for? A small amount, a modicum of everyman stuff. Like, we have to be accessible.
Right.
We have to be the people that they see, that people see going, oh, okay, I know this guy.
Well,
you know, the guy you want to have a beer with, you know, you want to talk to, have a
Whatever
conversation
that thing
with.
Is in your right nostril. Get it out.
Oh, is it?
I'm tired
is it
of looking at
is
it.
Must,
tired
is
of looking at it.
It's not a mustache.
Get it out. I'm tired of looking at it.
Oh,
yeah.
Excuse
Heywood.
Me.
Now
excuse
it's on
me.
Your mustache. Wipe it out.
Should we edit this part out? Is this
no? You leave that shit in. Let them know the real name.
That's why I ain't gonna be famous. That's the nigga with the book on his nose.
Tired of looking at it. I'm sitting across from you.
You're sitting across from me.
I'm tired of looking at it.
But we've all experienced it. Like, once you do something, people remember it. Like, yeah. I remember you from that. Like, I've seen you. I mean,
one lady said to me last night, she said, "Oh, I've seen you before. You were really funny." I was like, "Well, you
that's
know,
cool.
Hello.
Thank
you." Here's the weird thing when you get, like, you're on the metro, right? I'm on the metro. Somebody goes, "Hey, who is that guy?" And this, my boyfriend goes, He ain't nobody.
Oh, shit. He ain't
on the train with us.
I was like, nigga, I was on PBS.
I was on PBS.
That's where you know me from.
Heywood just turns up. How can I use the pain?
the one I did like out of the whole special was Darlene Love. Because she beat him. She beat them all.
Was that the one they caught?
All the way to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She beat them.
What's the person that they took her? She actually sung the song and then they made it. Darlene Love.
That's her.
That was her?
Yeah.
Darlene Love.
See, that's like Randy Newman. He's in the Hall of Fame. People don't know who he is. No. They don't even know they like his songs.
Yeah. But he's made a tidy living.
Dude, that's
songs
like
for
that.
Disney.
Man, and
that make you cry and shit.
Making silly hair songs.
I love LA. LA. Yeah.
That's the type of song that makes you hate LA.
Right?
You know, like, who the fuck likes this shit?
And Empire State.
I love it.
There are so many good New York songs. What are the good LA songs?
New York State.
LA Woman, I guess.
Dorm. Californication, I like that.
I guess it's a California song.
I like California.
It never rains in Southern California.
Those aren't LA songs, though. That's a region.
Never rains in Southern California.
That could be talking about lots of parts of Southern California.
Well, they're from Oakland, so.
Yeah, well, they're not even from Southern California. They're from Northern California.
Northern California.
Southern California. By the way, I did the Hater Nation podcast. Shout out to the guys over at the Hater Nation. I had a little bit of a yell fest.
Really?
At a place called Hater Nation.
Did you?
Oh, it started off nice.
Were you arguing?
They talked to you about that.
It started off nice. That's why they brought me on. They said point blank, they brought me on. They introduced me as comedian social activist. I'm like, I'm not a social activist.
Okay. No, you're already hating.
I'm just a guy who talks about things that.
I talk about my life. I talk the world.
Strike me as odd. Strike me as odd on social media. I don't know if that made me a social activist. And then I got into with one of the guys on there about two of the guys about policing.
Oh.
Because they're very much, you know,
pro police.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And Eric Garner was the one who was the problem. If he just complied.
If he'd just complied, stop selling cigarettes that he was selling every day.
He wasn't doing it. Not even that. Cigarettes aside, just I don't know what people want when they say come, get on your knees, basically, mm-hmm. and put your hands.
Well, yeah,
when they say stop
doing what you're doing and do what we want you to do, they need you to stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, right. that's what they want.
Otherwise, you're resistant.
Right. I said so.
And that required a chuckle.
I said, so even if you're not doing anything, by the way, I was saying this much louder. even if you're not doing anything and they tell you to do something, you're just going to comply.
That's the rules.
And just do whatever they tell you to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm not doing anything. So you'll just do whatever they tell you to do. Okay. I said, you're a fucking slave.
Yep.
I said, and I don't normally say that to people, but that's fucking slavery is what that is. Yep. That's fucking slavery where I'll do whatever you tell me to do because you are in a position of authority. That's slavery. I said, and that's wrong because I'd said that you don't need to retrain police. You need to retrain the public
right.
how they deal with
right.
the police.
Right.
And it's right. thinking like that right. that's dangerous.
Right.
It's dangerous to the rest of our society because there's huge chunks of society who feel like that. Mm-hmm. It's not even so much they feel like that towards themselves. They feel like that towards people who look like the three of us. They feel like that towards us.
True.
Just how dare you do so? You do what the fuck they tell you to do.
Well, that's don't the guys on the Hater Nation look like the three of you?
Two of them do, and they were quiet while I was. they were nodding their heads.
Were they sipping tea?
No, said. I'm just gonna sip tea and do my Kermit.
Wait a second. Are you saying? Are you saying that they turned their backs on you?
Oh no! They let me articulate what they were feeling. They let me articulate what they were feeling.
Right.
Okay.
Because afterward they were
like,
"That's
why I consider you a brave man." Because like you put it on. I'm at the point where I'm just like, I don't even feel like getting into it with anybody about what I feel.
A lot of people I don't. But they brought me on to do that. So
they were
like,
trying
fine.
To talk about that at the club in Myrtle Beach, and I was like, good night, guys.
Well, we don't know what the cop...
I was like, good night, guys.
If you start... Here's the problem. Like you're talking about, we were talking about rebellion earlier the other day. We were talking about being contrary. This nation literally is founded on people going, nah, fuck that.
Right.
Just literally going, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of America.
Yeah.
Then so on further down the line, more people go, well, what about us? Fuck you. No, what about us? Fuck what you saying. So people constantly keep going, no, we need to be sit at this table. We need this also or as well.
Well, every time
so it's about non-compliance.
Every time someone says, nah, fuck that, there's someone else who's like, no.
Right.
Like, there's a power structure that enjoys the fruits of this system. So even when we romanticize like the origins of this country, like, right, oh right. man, these rebels, there was people on both here and on the British side going, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
And then when you get yours and someone else is like, fuck that, you're like, no, I got mine.
I got mine.
Cool. And then I was watching Oprah last night.
No, don't fuck this.
Right. I just got mine. Uber just started picking up.
And it just keeps going. And somebody's going to say, nah, fuck that, to something that you hold important. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, I'm holding on to this because it's important to me.
I was watching Oprah last night, and she did it because she's doing a thing because she had some hand in Selma.
She was
she's
in
a producer,
it.
Right?
She was in it.
Did she put the money up for it?
She's in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, 20 years
ago,
she plays a real life person.
20 years ago, she did this thing on her show, the racism experiment that this woman devised, where you break people down into black, brown eyes, and blue eyes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
You break people down into brown eyes and blue eyes, and the blue eyed people get to shit all over the brown eyed people.
Yeah, until.
You like know. Literally they shit on them.
Until
like,
you reverse
they
it.
They pull down their pants and they shit on them.
And then they get shit on.
They all have burritos together. And then a couple hours later, they separate the blue-eyed people.
So brown-eyed people who take a shit, their eyes become blue. Because
actually, the blue-eyed, the blue-eyed were stupid. The brown eyes were smart. And at some point, as they're talking about this,
blue-eyed
the brown-eyed
devils.
People bought into the idea that they were superior. Mm-hmm. People, I had a girlfriend in school who was blue-eyed. She was so stupid. She was always copying off my paper, said one brown-eyed girl. Mm-hmm. These blue eyes were so rude and so noisy today, we couldn't hear ourselves even talk. Okay, so just telling them that, they believe.
Right, just telling them
just
that.
Like that. They, in the space of fucking 20 minutes.
They believe the hype. Yeah.
You now believe
there
this.
There you go.
Just
right.
based
right.
on this woman.
Hell
and then
yeah.
the woman said...
Hell yeah.
The woman who devised this said, we're not talking about blue eyes and blinds. We're talking about black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you just did now, you're doing to black people. You're doing to black people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm burning you.
Yeah.
No.
I'm burning you.
No.
Everything we've just done,
right.
you're doing
right.
to black
no,
people.
Right.
And she still does it. She gets death threats. She gets a little older white lady.
Yeah.
She gets death threats and stuff like that. And they showed her where she was doing it with some kids now. Like she was doing with some kids now, and this one girl was getting upset, and the girl got up and walked out of the classroom. Then the girl tried to come back in and sit in the corner. She goes, you get out of my classroom.
You blue-eyed bitch.
Until you apologize to everybody.
Right.
And she said, you see all the dark people in here? They don't get to just get up and walk out.
There it is.
They don't get to get up and walk out of society.
There
so you
is.
Either apologize to everybody or you get out of my classroom.
There it is. There
did she
is.
Do that like, I'm sorry. I'm
no, the girl just sat with her arms crossed.
Still crying.
Blonde, she was a baby.
I'm a
baby.
Girl. I'm a baby.
I'm 30. Because
she said,
girl?
The teacher said point blank,
I'm
you give
princess.
Me a child at the age of 8 and let me do the exercise, and that child has changed forever.
Yep.
And that's the thing about the police and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's like, unless you change the mindset completely of the way people decide we're going to let police interact with us and stop the hero worship of people in uniforms.
Right.
Stop that.
Right.
Stop that.
Right.
They're doing a job.
Right.
They're doing a job that you don't want to do. It doesn't make them a hero.
Right. But
and
you don't want to.
Because you
do.
Apply hero worship to them, you allow them to act in shitty, shitty, shitty manner.
It's just like that whole Time to Kill shit. If everybody was like, now picture she was white.
Yeah.
What? Oh, shit.
I get it now. I get it now.
Oh my God.
I didn't get it before, but now he said that. I get it now.
Thank you, McConaughey.
until you change the mindset.
Picture she's Asian. Whoa. I got one. I got one. Picture she's Mexican.
Oh. What if she was Native American? I don't know any of
that. What is that?
Picture she's wearing a hijab. That's what we are.
What is
she's
that?
She's in full Muslim outfit.
It's ridiculous.
People don't have the right to treat people like dicks, and cops become the supreme, superior motherfuckers. Yeah. And I don't mean cops in general, but I do.
I do.
Here's the thing.
I don't like when people say,
yo, cops are... There's some good cops. When was the last time you had a friend that was a police officer and said, you need to meet my friend Joe the policeman?
Well, they hang together.
I need to bring him to your house. Joe the policeman would really love to come over. See, the shit that's going on over here, Joe the policeman would love to be at this party.
I don't like when people say that, because every time you have this discussion about police officers, you're like, well, these motherfuckers are running rampant.
And they are.
Somebody always says, look, 90% of police are good. That's always said.
90%
no,
of people are good.
Yeah,
because if 90% of police were good, the 10% of police that were bad wouldn't be there.
Right, because then they would be saying, don't do that.
They would eject
fucking
them.
With us.
I'm a police. I'm the officer of the law. Even though you're a cop, you're breaking the law.
Right. And you're making my job
I don't want you here.
But there are stories of whistleblowers getting ostracized.
And that's what
Serpico.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the police as a unit are not good. Right. One or two. I know cops. Right. I know a couple. They're okay dudes.
Your dad was a cop?
My dad, he's military police. Yeah. Right. I mean, I know a couple. He was quick to say, look, don't trust these fucking police. He was quick to say that.
That's what I learned that from.
You can't trust these fucking police.
My granddad was like, no, don't.
Has a great bit about police on his last album, and he was just talking about this arrogant attitude, and they're making so much money, and then they're living at home with their mom, but they're just these arrogant motherfuckers. Like it's on his album.
Stanhope has a good bit about it's, the hero worship too.
Just like these Brooklyn's guys are like cheating on their wives and like
he talks about that because he worked with police.
He was a
prosecuting attorney or just attorney.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, and he was like,
not all of them,
all of them running cheating on their wives.
Come on, man.
It's like, but the police as a unit.
Wait a minute, now hold on. If you want to do this for a living, you want to go, you know what, I don't have nothing else to do, I want to stop you from having fun.
Yeah.
That's why I could never do that job, because I could never exert myself on people like that.
It's the weirdest thing.
I would give so many warnings, man. I'd be like, just fucking slow down. Like, go.
That's kind of how I was when I was an RA.
What I think happened is a lot of cops were doing that. And then they said, you have to write 5 tickets a month.
Right.
Because we're not making any
money. We're not making no money.
Just don't smoke weed here.
Right.
And they make money off the black community.
Getting people
tickets. Doing it in St. Louis.
Yep.
They're doing it in New York.
You should have seen, I think it was on 95 going to North Carolina, there were cops just pulling people. Yeah. It was the first of the year, but they were getting motherfuckers.
Trying to make money.
Plus, you're not going to do that here.
And they'll say, well, we do that so people can drive. No, you don't. You do it so you can make money.
Well, the camera, the speed camera, the red light cameras are proven to not really decrease accidents.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a revenue.
Or increase revenue as much because people ain't paying them. It's just, it's an owe. This is what you owe.
Again,
you
ain't getting it.
A lot of people don't think that you can challenge that.
We as a society just accept it.
Right.
We're like, okay, so you're just going
to
put up cameras?
Is it to protect and serve or is it to enslave and torture?
Okay.
The same thing.
All right. Ta-Nehisi Coates said it. He said, are we going to just decide as a society that we're going to allow some people in the society to just be mistreated?
Right.
We're just going to decide as a society. Okay.
But they must have done it. 12 is a slave.
And that's fine. Not even just beyond that. We're going to allow them to be mistreated.
No, what I said about that movie, right? So I bring a 12 Years a Slave because you got the part, there's a scene in the movie where he's hanging and then people are going by their daily business.
Mm-hmm.
I often do, even myself, a couple brothers got pulled over on Capitol Hill the other day and I ride past.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Do I pull out my phone? Maybe they got something. Is this that moment where I go, okay, I'm going to help you or I'm going to hurt myself?
Well, that's what you see more. You know? These days you see more people kind of creeping up with their phones.
Well, I kept going. I had weed with me, so I kept going.
You better
I
keep
ain't putting
going.
One foot
well,
in the grave.
You see now.
I am now, baby. I got my, well, it's not legal.
Not yet.
Because Andy Harris out of Maryland was like, nah, but I got my
medical
marijuana
card
coming.
One dude. You're going to let one dude.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be in this country that the people can say, I want this. Well, no, actually it's not. Because one dude decided, I don't want them to smoke weed because it goes against my religious beliefs.
And we're not even your constituents.
So, yeah.
Like, your constituents don't even care.
Your constituents are going to come. Your black constituents are going to come over and rob me to get $20 to buy a dime bag.
They're going to come to D.C. know, buy it, bring it all the way back to your town.
That's his mentality. And how
but
how
but that's
is
how
that,
it started with the mentality.
How is that even?
You have to have an enemy.
Yeah, and we as a society allow that.
And the public is the enemy to the police officer. What did they say?
Public,
be safe out
and
there.
And the public allows
be
that.
Be safe against who?
With
we're talking about
ass.
Our brothers and sisters. It's the same thing Patrice said. It. You're talking about brother and sister Egyptians. You're talking about brother and sister Americans, humans, D.C., Virginia, wherever we are. You're talking about that. Yeah. So you're talking about your people, so to speak. You're talking about people you went to high school with. Supposedly, if you're a cop,
he was a dick in high school. Now he's a
but
cop.
But now you got my, yep. You got DC. Most of the cops are from Columbia or Annapolis was, like, or someplace else. So they come. It literally, it's no
not
different.
Their community.
It's not your community, so you could care less. It's no different than a CO at a jail going to police the inmates. These people need it. They need it. Why yeah. aren't you a cop where you live at in Arundel? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why aren't you a cop where you? Why aren't you a state trooper in Maryland? If that's what you, if you choose to be a police officer, why don't you go through the ranks and become a cop, citizen on patrol?
It's boring.
No, you just want to be a dick. Yeah. You want to make some money. You're not doing nothing else. So you're like, yo, I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm gonna go. I feel I'm an authoritative person. I'm gonna go exert my authority. Yeah. you're not gonna do that yeah. on my watch.
And the people have decided.
Collectively
in the community,
yes.
That
collective.
Okay, these guys are police. They must be. They must know more than us, right?
That's because people
we're
don't
the community.
Read.
We pay their salaries. Yep. Why do we allow
yep.
this to happen?
Yep.
Because we're fucking cowards. Yep. Yep. We allow
exactly.
this to happen.
Exactly.
We roll over and we let it happen.
Exactly.
And anytime they pull up, if you're white and somebody pulls you over, you can complain and you can be like, hey, man, I wasn't doing shit. There's plenty of videos of it on YouTube. You ain't never seen
Am
a video
I being
of a black guy doing
Am I being detained? Am I free to go? I don't answer questions.
That video ends with a billy club up the subside head or a taser.
There's a whole subgenre that shit.
Or
it ends with a non-indictment.
Yeah. Yeah. I've watched so many of those videos, these freedom-fighting white guys, right? They pull up to like...
Oh, with the guns and not walking
they don't
down
even
the street?
Do, some of, no, not even those guys. The guys who do it from their car, they pull up. It's like a DUI stop.
Yeah.
They roll down their window like 2 inches. Like there's, you don't have to roll all these things that you don't have to do. Like right. You don't have to roll your window all the way down. So the first thing, can you roll your window all the way down? I can hear just fine, officer. This is low enough. This is low enough. Can you roll your window down more? No, I can hear just fine. This is low enough. What are you doing tonight? I don't answer questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you coming from? Been drinking? I don't answer questions. I need to know if you've been drinking. I know if you. Am I free to go? Am I being detained? Am I free to go? And they have that whole debate, and then the guy eventually gets to drive off. It's always a white dude, though, yeah. who's doing that shit. Who's like cracking his window open just a little bit, sliding his license through. If he,
yeah,
if
you
he
don't
does
get to do
that
when you're black.
Yeah. When you're black, don't
you learn
say
that when you have a father
word.
Who was in
you
law enforcement.
Put both hands on the wheel.
You don't say a word.
I'll say, sir, I'm reaching into my glove compartment.
This
is
America.
You better not have your. You better not have.
And you have to say, sir.
You yeah. better not have it to a kid now.
You have to say,
okay,
sir.
What, you have
what
to do.
Kind of what kind of slavery bullshit is that? That I have to say, sir, to you.
I don't. I got put over by a kid. Yet.
I say, sir. I said, sir, to the guy at Checkers today. So, yeah. I mean, I don't really.
Slave.
What kind of slavery bullshit is
I know that we the new slaves. I know that we the new slaves.
No, but
yes,
see,
yes
I,
sir.
But
sir.
What it is. Okay, so you learn the freedom fighter tactics, right? And then as a black person, his only thing you can do is, and me, myself, if I get pulled over, I say nothing. Do you know why I pulled you over?
To die.
No.
On the street.
I don't even shake my head.
You're trying not to die on
Oh, you're
the
not going to speak.
Like, I don't want to become a T-shirt.
Well, and
well, you don't want to be a star.
Hashtag yeah. who goes yeah. here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, insert
name. Hashtag your name here.
Yeah, they just have a template
look
now.
Look what just popped up in my feed.
They have a template for dead black dudes.
Like, if I got murdered like that, like, it would be like Chris Lambert. The Highlander guy? Or which one is it? No, the black.
No.
The mundane
comedy festival.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
So a Pittsburgh right. police chief is under fire for a controversial photo. The photo is a picture of him holding a sign, one of the big protest signs that says, I resolve the challenge racism at work, end white silence. Hashtag end white silence. Pittsburgh's police chief is under fire for a controversial photo that is making its rounds on Facebook. That's and big. Some are saying the chief called his entire department racist.
Oh.
It happened in the first night parade. The protest group called Fight Back Pittsburgh carried signs saying "End White Silence." On their Facebook page, a photograph of Pittsburgh Police Chief Cameron McLay, that's a weird name, Cameron McLay, holding one of the group's banners, a poster that said, I resolve the challenge racism at work, End White Silence.
On the group's Twitter profile, the group described itself as a Pittsburgh-based collective working to create a world that is free of destructive white privilege and oppression. They're going to bring Common into rap. You put whenever you say collective, Common perks up like collective, yeah. Huh?
He got a song on the Selma joint.
On the Selma, right? Yeah.
I was like, I almost set the building on fire.
Yeah,
collective. He told us to hold our hands up. And first, I was like, oh, shit. This nigga going in.
Play that Kingdom joint.
Peace, love, and gap, y'all.
Peace, love, and gap.
Peace, love, and gap.
Yeah. Okay, picture, this is funny. Common does that, but then he's doing a furniture show.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is he doing?
Gotta raise a daughter.
He's making that money, man.
That's a pretty cool stool you just made there. Yeah, gotta raise a daughter. Yeah, I'm just trying to raise a daughter.
His daughter's daughter is set.
The picture of the chief holding the sign set off the Pittsburgh Police Union. These police unions are half the problem.
That's the problem.
The president of the union said, the chief is calling us racist. He believes the Pittsburgh Police Department is racist. This has angered a lot of officers. Whenever somebody makes that statement right there, man, you're calling me racist. My first thought is, you're probably racist.
That's you the worst thing that you could say.
That's the white N-word.
You're a racist. If you ain't racist, you wouldn't even be thinking that. Why would you be worried about that? Because you're probably racist. You motherfucker. Now I think you're racist. Right. I wasn't even thinking about you being racist. Right. Now I think you're racist, you motherfucker.
Do any police union spokespeople ever give a measured response?
No.
It's all fucking shrill.
So then the captain has to make a response. I was hired to restore the legitimacy of the police department. I did not seek these young activists out. I was stopping for coffee at first night. Their message is not anti-anybody. It's simply a call for awareness. The photo was a great, spontaneous moment in time. Please join Dialogue for Community Healing. Okay, so he's trying to bring people together. Do you know why? Because he still, this police chief, who knows how many years he's been in the game.
He's been in real estate 2 years.
He still believes in I'm here to protect and serve the community. He still believes that. He's about to be fired, but he still believes that. A source of Marty Griffin's inside the Mayor Bill DePuto administration has called the photograph potentially very destructive.
Peace, love, and go apply at the Gap.
He has some hard ass songs on ridiculous. That album.
It's fucking ridiculous, Common? Man.
Yeah.
No, the police unions, but they're in it for it because they want to be in army.
Well, here's the thing is that
don't mess with us.
When you start talking as a black person, I think you and I talked about this. When you start talking as a black person about let's have a dialogue about race. Okay, as a black person, I'm talking a reasonable minded black person, not somebody just spewing out horseshit.
Daddy, I finally know how to switch the TV.
Good job. spewing out horseshit about, you know, they fired me off the job. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, because you was late every day. Yeah. I'm not talking about that.
Because I'm black, man. I'm
talking about that, man. So you start talking like real shit, like, you know, I get pulled over and this happens. And when I leave my house, I got
a real dialogue about race.
That's the mentality from a lot of white people.
Right,
no, it doesn't happen.
Right,
no.
It doesn't happen to me. So, okay. We can't have a discussion now.
Right. Yeah, you can't have.
I'm not going to talk.
All he had to do was, well, time out now.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're
talking about the outcome. We're not talking about how it got there. We're talking about the outcome. Where's
blacks
the straight
and whites
to the police officers?
Can't have a discussion because white people want to tell you immediately, A,
which is
it
racist.
Didn't happen,
right.
or B,
right.
what do you mean it happened? Or it happens to me.
Or okay, it did happen, but what'd you do wrong?
Right. Yeah. What did you do wrong?
Randolph, what did
you cannot
do?
Have an opinion. Yeah.
What you do?
Exactly. This is the thing, as a black person in America, we cannot have opinions on anything done. But other than soup.
Exactly. And as a black person in America,
Richard Sherman better not talk about
as
shit.
As far as the people of color, as a black person, you're at the fucking bottom.
Yes.
Because every other person of color follows along behind white people.
Right.
Because many of them want to be like white people. You do understand that when we're gone, but when we're in our place, you next, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
Some Latinos get it. Gregorio Pedroza, they fucking get it.
Right,
some Latinos get it immediately.
When they had us under control, they were just killing Catholics.
Get it.
Irish, get out of here, you nigga.
They'll start rising up the ladder. That's what Irish people love to say that. But the Irish were treated bad. I'm like, yeah, because they had black people underneath their thumbs, so they were trying to get the one that they didn't like next.
You were the one that they kept bucking.
You were the next one they didn't like.
Yeah.
You were actually at the top because you were actually white.
Right, you were.
So you were like,
like the last one they were going
after. We're coming up on this island. We got to get them right.
Who else do we have? We handled the Jews. Right. We got them.
The Scotsmen, they get it.
Let's fuck with the Irish now, because the blacks are in line. The Chinese are in line.
The Mexicans are in line.
Who do we get next?
Asians, the Japanese will open up their borders.
All the way up to white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when they line up everybody else, then it's going to be one of them.
Let's get the
brown-haired motherfuckers.
Now let's get you in tune. One band, one sound.
Stupid. I hate when white people, when white Irish people say that. But the Irish were treated bad. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. Right. Shut the fuck
aren't
up.
Aren't you doing what you say white people shouldn't do?
What's that?
Not listening to them, telling them to shut up.
I don't listen to them because they think of me as under them.
Yeah, but they're just trying to raise awareness, trying to say that
to show that I feel the same thing you feel. No, you don't, because you still see yourself as superior to me.
They're not even saying
We're not seeing ourselves as equals here.
We're not seeing ourselves as equal here.
What they're saying
like
is,
we're in this thing together. It ain't like that.
That's like the dudes in Mississippi.
I had a dude in grad school that he said, Chris, I'm Jewish. And I would say, this ain't school ties, motherfucker. You don't have to hide.
When someone says Irish were treated bad, he's not saying, all he's saying is, and we got over it, so you should.
Yeah, so
that's really where he's going with
you. Should too.
Hey, just get over yourself, man.
I mean, should.
You have
a country they can go to for 18 months, no questions asked.
Thank you, you're right.
They got a country they can go to for 18 months, no questions asked.
You can get chicken anytime you want.
They can literally walk around and get metal detectors. They can walk around the metal detectors.
You guys can have Detroit.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take it.
Yeah, they don't want us to have it.
Nobody wants
it. They don't want us to have it. They don't want us to have anything here. If we do try to make some, we do try to make some nice shit, they'll burn it down.
Oklahoma City, Rosewood.
Burn it down.
Fucking everything. What them niggas doing over there?
They got some nice shit over there. How come our stuff's not as nice as theirs?
That was the 1900s. That's terrible.
How come our stuff's not as nice as theirs?
What are you talking
about? Let's burn it down.
No, I'll put some drugs in that.
What if I want to go to Detroit for free? 18 months, huh?
Yeah. Huh?
Help build up my.
Or
spirit.
The thing about the there are black cops too. I'm like, yeah, they're trying to keep their fucking jobs.
Some of them, yeah, me.
They're trying to keep their fucking. And a black anybody black can tell you a black person in a position of authority over other black people, and if that black person who's in authority has to answer to white people. Yeah. They are crazy hard on the other black. They're way harder on the other black people because they don't want to be seen as, you're just showing favoritism.
Right, Ben Easton. Right.
Anybody black can tell you that. Right. Everybody black who's dealt with the black supervisor at the job, you're like, motherfucker, why are you talking to me? How come you don't talk to Tad like this?
Because you know.
In the state. That's what they say. You know why.
We talk about it every time we Tom Jackson and Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah.
When they do the Sunday sports on ESPN. When they had those old black men, young black men conversations.
Yeah.
And TJ's like, come on, man. Come on. And he's like, but come on, TJ. And he's like, you know why, Keyshawn. You know why.
Come on, Key.
You know, Key. And that's when Mike Dick and like Chris Berman sit back and just like
scratching his head.
We'll be right back.
We've heard this conversation in the locker room, so we know what you're talking about.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
We'll be right back.
You have a white man, and you know who I would have voted
provocative
for a while ago? It was Jack Kemp. Jack Kemp was somebody
that's
who was
because
just
he like, played with black men.
But he was like, all Farrakhan is talking about is upliftment of a people from within. So all he's talking about is if you're on drugs, get yourself off. That's all he's saying. Why can't we as a people support that and go, I support that, and go, hey, if that community is better, then inherently my community is better and our world is better. Mm-hmm. And they go, fuck you, Jack Kemp. You're talking about peace.
That's why
playing
Jack
football.
Kemp didn't go nowhere.
Well, because if all those people uplift themselves, then who's the scapegoat?
No one.
So we can't have that.
That's utopia.
Right?
That sounds like
you know, that's not civilization. That's utopia.
That. You got to have someone to point at and say his fault.
Andy sounds like one of the white people in Selma. The racism was so fantastic in that movie. Like, there was no CGI to that racism. It was so great. Like, because it wasn't like, these niggas. It was like, there was a scene.
It was no, what was the swimming movie?
Get out of the pool.
You're trying to steal the paddles. Denzel Washington.
Then they drain the pool.
This is like real.
But it was just like, there's like, now look, if we do this, they're gonna come around and they're gonna think they have rights. Yeah. We don't need
that's it, reality.
Because it's like
slippery slope there.
Yeah. And it was like this is what it's not like it's a part of the institution, yeah. You familiarize yourself with the blatant hate and outrage that people have, the very visceral thing. But it's like, these are guys in suits. These are guys that are just like, I don't want this. They're not coming here, and they're not going to vote.
Yeah. You think it's guys in overalls. No. Yeah.
Oh, those are the Dixiecrats.
Yeah, like they're there. Like,
well, the guys in the overalls, they have nothing in the pro column. For like civil rights,
right.
The guys in the suits—they have some pros. Like, yeah, it's probably the right thing, but look at all these cons.
Right.
So that's the difference. They have gray area, and they have some things where they know it probably should be done. But But then, what about the next shit that happens? Who's coming next?
Right.
That's the thing Patrice talks about. He's like, there's no regular white guy racist who's just like, oh, I got a regular job. I'm okay. But like, fuck that black guy.
I mean, I'll give you some money. You want some help? But fuck, I don't want them living near me.
No,
I don't.
It just sucks. No.
Yeah.
Look at them tails there.
What did you have, man?
120.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
120.
Can we also end this myth that crime has gone down since cops stopped... stopping people in New York.
Yeah.
I'm sick of these Facebook memes. Yeah. It's like all these articles are like, hey, cops decided to stop doing their jobs and crime went down. No, it didn't.
No, there's just no crime being reported.
crime stats are kept by crime being reported. You're not all behaving yourselves, New Yorkers. You know you're jumping turnstiles.
You know what they're doing.
You're committing crimes.
Jumping turnstiles.
It didn't go. That's like if I, let's say I just decide one day I'm not going to the grocery store anymore. Right, I'm just not going. And then like a week or two later, I open the fridge and I'm like, wow, my fridge is empty. Food production is down. No.
The farmers are
I haven't gone to get food. That's the problem. So like, all these people are like, ha ha, cops, you'll see, crime went down. No, it didn't. That didn't happen. Yeah. Stop patting yourself on the back.
But that's the opposition. And that's the problem with most debates. The opposition is usually just as crazy.
Right. Well, just be smart.
You're just
that's
as
all.
Bad.
Just don't make dumb points.
Yeah.
There is a middle ground somewhere. There's
people are always going to make dumb points.
Because some people always say, I hate the people on the internet that are like, why did they treat this guy this way? If it was a white person.
Right.
It's like, yeah, because he's white. And that other guy wasn't.
Much why.
But to that, like, I've personally seen white people get jacked up by police, and I was just like, "Wow, that's like."
That's part of the rebuttal is, well, I had that happen once.
Yeah.
You know,
did you
once or in college?
White friend of mine told in college, I was like, "You should have been quiet at some point." He was like, "You should have known better."
But had that happen once and I overcame it, or had that happen for a summer and I overcame is equated to. A lifetime.
Is that a lifestyle? No.
But it's to the point.
That's
like,
our lifestyle.
When you talk about the economy of being fucked up, it's like where I live in Bergen County, you see white people getting pulled over. So it's like, you know, it's an economy thing.
I mean,
but those are the people that inhabit that county. Right. Like they're getting everybody's getting pulled over.
It's just like saying, well, it's cold today, so there's no global warming. Or in the DC area, there really was very little effect on the recession a couple years back because there's a lot of government jobs. So it's like people are prospering here, so the economy's fine.
So it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's so you can get myopic about it.
No, it's just recession proof because of the government.
Yeah, I lost a job once. You know, like, but then there's like towns in the Midwest that are just fucking empty.
The Rust Belt cities.
Yeah.
And
so
all.
It's like, but people try to equate like, well, I experienced this briefly, and so I understand, and I got over it, so you should too. And then they don't listen to the it's not briefly.
Well, because they want to understand it. They want to go, like, and that's the problem with understanding. They go, I know what you've been through because I've been through it. You might know, have knowledge of it, but you're not wise to it. You don't have the wisdom yet because the understanding only comes with the time of living it.
Yeah.
And here's the difference. It's like
understanding,
this.
You have to have empathy towards another.
And that's where, you know,
you
understanding comes in. And it's
you
like.
You don't want to have empathy towards people.
The difference between black and white in America is as simple to me as it's like, this land is your land. This land is my land. But this land was made for you by me. That's the gist of it.
A big thing for me is just there's no empathy. You have to have empathy in your relationship with your woman. You have to empathy in your relationships with other human beings. Yeah. And there's just huge disconnect between empathy between black people and everybody else. There's just no empathy.
When it seems like we black people collectively have that empathy. Mm-hmm. But then
we have it for everybody else.
Other people, well, for everybody else,
we have it.
But they don't have it for us.
All you gotta do is watch a movie to see that. Just, come on, let Big Mama hug you.
You is strong.
You is smart.
You is imposing.
You is smart.
I was like, get your ass out of that house. Like, Eddie B has a great joke about that. You is smart. You is imposing. He's like, I hate that fucking thing.
But when I saw that,
you is getting on my fucking nerves.
But
with
damn, if you didn't see that movie and cry a little bit.
And I laughed when she put the shit in the pot.
Yeah. You'd be like, man, fuck this bullshit.
It's like growing up poor, right? Like, I grew up without money, but we had a good life.
Yeah.
You know, we had a home. We had a house. We had food. We had clothes. We had school. We did things. So, but as an adult, and I look at some, like, what I have now, I go, oh, okay, we didn't have certain things that other people did have.
Why don't you focus on, if you don't know, you don't know. Focus on the positive.
Yeah, that's what we got.
But once we started knowing what was, like, slaves, we didn't know what was happening to us because we just didn't know. Now, so once we started finding out and going, oh, shit, this is wrong. This is wrong. We don't like that.
We're at about an hour 30.
Hour 25.
Okay, let's wrap this up with, since we're on this vein, the Revlon CEO ripped blacks, Jews, and hates dirty Americans. It's the CEO of Revlon. Black people buy that product. It's a bigoted bully who hates dirty Americans, thinks Jews stick together, and believes he can smell black people when they walk into a room.
Oh, sorry. Post.
The boss made the ugly comments after taking over. He's a native of Italy. He told another person that he was shocked there weren't more Jews at the company.
By the way,
because the biggest shareholder is Ron Perlman, who bangs out, used to bang out, the actress was in that movie with Michael Douglas, Sharon Stone.
We need to clarify something though. A guy is suing Revlon.
Another man who was
for defamation.
There,
so. Yeah. So these aren't like quotes that he gets. This is someone claiming he said this.
Okay. Yeah.
So these aren't direct quotes, even though they say he said this.
These ain't Sony emails.
I could say, hey, guess what Haywood said?
You know how I know he probably said it?
These ain't hacked emails.
You know how I know he probably said it? Because he didn't immediately go, I just said a goddamn thing. He didn't immediately do that.
You can't do that in a lawsuit.
There's no picture of him.
I didn't say that shit.
They clearly got the picture of him being like, well, they don't have the picture of him pointing his finger to the camera.
I don't hang out with Donald Sterling.
I just said a goddamn thing. There's no
That's not how lawsuits work. You're told to keep quiet.
None of that.
Or is it, he has AIDS.
Who's this black man interviewing me? I smell you. It's like Eddie Murphy said, I used to be Muslim.
He hates living among Americans, whom he called small-minded. I give him the small-minded. And dirty. I don't know about that. Mm. Can't wait to get back to a real country.
A lot of Europeans think Americans are dirty. A lot of elite Europeans call us dirty Americans.
I don't know about that. Can't wait to get back to a real country. I could see him liking his country and thinking that his country is. Mm-hmm. He also says that Jews stick together. I think they do, honestly. I actually do think they do. I wouldn't say it like this. The fucking Jews stick together.
Well, we don't know how
I wouldn't say it like that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, you know, the Jewish community tends to work with each other.
Yeah. That's the point. That's the point.
You know,
that's the point.
Why do they do like that? Because they stick together.
Right.
You know? Or you can say, it's fucking Jews, man.
I know.
Fucking Jews.
I know the doctor don't like the Hasidics, but they tolerate the Hasidics.
They all stick together and work against us, you know, that kind of thing. They kill our babies and drink their blood. You know, I didn't say none of that. He later went on an anti-American tirade, which said the U.S. is getting closer to being like ISIS. That's completely false. Oh, depending. I'd have to hear more about that. He also said he made a racist comment about a meeting in South Africa when he said he could smell a black person when he entered the room. Now, here's the thing about South Africa. Wow. Here's the thing.
How big is the room?
Here's the thing about South Africa.
Like, how far away is the other door?
Have you smelled Africans?
Mm-hmm. I can smell them from a mile
away. Not South Africa.
The views of Randolph Terrence are not of like, they, well, they
but South Africans too.
Have you walked into an African grocery store? It smells like African grocery.
Talking.
I can smell an African grocery store when it moves into my town.
You can. I mean, it's just a different scent. It really is.
When they build it, I'm like, there's someone's building an African grocery store.
Those are fennel seeds. Those are real fennel seeds.
This does not smell like Whole Foods.
Those are authentic pumpkins.
It's not even smell, it doesn't even smell like Harris
Teeter. That's not even a pumpkin. That's a gourd.
Well, in South Africa, do the black people smell different than the white people?
We'd have to ask.
They did for a time.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
We'll have to ask him when he comes.
I mean, if they're tribal,
does his mom smell different from his dad?
I mean, if they're tribal, furthermore, would he be used to it? He may not even notice.
He might be used to it.
My house smells good.
He might even notice
it. It's the perfect blend.
Yeah, well, he might have meant good smells. He might have meant cocoa butter.
I did a bit about it one night, and that's what I said. So, what do black people smell like? You know, I'm guessing from fried chicken, Hennessy, and laziness? I don't know. What are we supposed to... What, in his mind, what are we smelling like?
I can smell the trifling from over here.
Well, that begs the question.
Who made this?
Do black people smell like Hennessy, or does Hennessy smell like black people?
What came first?
That's one of those, what came first?
Right?
Right? That's philosophical. You smell like the late button, the... Fuck, I fucked it up. You smell like the... snooze button, you black motherfucker.
That's like old people smell like mothballs.
Old black people smell like mothballs.
Yeah,
and Hennessy. and chicken.
Like, I don't know what do we smell like. I don't know. I used to do a bit
the
about
cocoa butter. I like the cocoa butter.
Say, oh,
I could never get it to go anywhere. Is that I was talking to
Africans?
I was talking to these
African
young brothers at the gym. And I was telling somebody, I was like, who are these two guys you're talking to? I was like, oh, it's two young African dudes from the gym that's talking about working out. I said, you know what's funny is that my first thought when I was talking to them was, man, I wonder if they were child soldiers at some point. And the person I was telling got upset. They were like, how dare you say that? That's so racist. I'm like, there's nothing racist about that. Children in Africa, a lot of boy children in Africa were made soldiers. Yeah. There's nothing racist about that.
There's
nothing racist about my first thought. My second thought was the racist thought. My second thought was, why the fuck can't these Africans bathe? What the fuck, man? That was the racist thought.
Everything is stronger in Africa, even the body sense.
That's the racist thought.
The body odor.
That shit got no life. They're like, ooh.
They're like,
okay.
That's funny. I had a friend tell me about Africa. He was
gotta like, do my whole conversation with my hand on my nose. Just, yeah, man, look. When you do those squats, you got to be sure to point your feet out, man.
Cocoa butter. We like cocoa butter.
Be sure to point your feet out. Listen, are you going to shower after this workout?
Who has been eating fennel seeds?
I think you bought caca butter. It's different.
If y'all could see Chris.
That's wow. The child soldiers.
What's the racist about that? Now I feel like that might be burned for me because
okay,
Bill
now,
Burr talks
now,
about
it. So the Revlon CEO is
child,
right.
Adopting a child
well,
soldier.
Patrice did too.
Yeah. Bill, yeah, Bill Burr had it. So the Revlon CEO, he's kind of right then.
I don't know how right. South Africa. So maybe
we're talking about Charlize.
Maybe they're earthy, man.
So
I don't
you could
know.
Still. So basically, everybody you could still.
No, but it's
buy
like
Revlon
it's like.
Products.
Let us be honest. It's like Hindus, you know. From
oh my god,
Indian people are earthy, dude.
Well,
they smell
people
like
from
curry,
that region,
dog.
And from that region,
let me tell you something. I lived underneath a couple from Bengali. They were
smell,
they were my landlords for 2 years.
It's just
dog.
A different
I have Indian people that live in my building that smells.
You can smell it.
It's just different.
First of all, you get used to
like being in the crack house. It's just different. Yeah.
Hey, what's the last thing that the Fresh Prince said to his cabbie? Peace, smell you later.
Smell you later.
He was making a joke. And yep. That's, he was making a joke
it's
about
true.
How cabbies smell bad.
It's wow. Just true.
You know?
I didn't say what particular
racist.
Region of Africa. And that doesn't make me racist. I don't have the power to give him cocoa butter.
That they should be dropping cocoa butter?
That's
in those airdrops?
Yep. What? When he's in Ebola, drops
with rice.
Jergens.
for just 30 cents a day.
Ethiopian smell good.
You can make this child smell pleasant.
Ethiopian women smell. That's a sketch. That's a sketch.
It's a different world overseas, man.
Sketch.
Well,
I
know my
and it doesn't matter. It's like,
I smell
German. I smell French. They have the same body odor thing. It's just different regions of the earth. Have
dude,
different
French girls got hairy pits, right?
They have different hygiene standards.
It's just a whole, and some of them just don't. It's just like that's different. Like, I know some people from Italy that are straight up Italians. They don't think about it like we do. They bathe, but not like we do. Their whole thing is different.
Once a week.
You ever look at
when
a movie?
Like, a friend of mine, right? His dad is an international businessman now, but they come from this old village in Italy. They didn't bathe that often. because they didn't. They didn't have like water. They went to the well to get water, so they didn't think about it. Now, as he became a businessman, he bathes when he goes, you know, do his things. But we just sit around the house, you know, think about it. So he might go a month because he can work from home without actually, he does his spots, you know.
Yeah.
I hit all the hot spots.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Your bird bath, you know, you take your prison bath. But he don't bathe like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So his house had
that. I like to call it the cheating husband bath. Balls in the sink for you.
Oh, that's the whole bath right there.
The cheating husband bath.
Can hand sanitizer kill crabs?
Some of them African oils.
So I creep.
Yes.
Washing under my arms. So
shea butter and jungle juice.
Yep.
So like he didn't think about it like we did. But you know what? Neither did my great grandfather. Same deal. So different people from different regions of the world have different hygiene.
Deodorant wasn't a thing until like the early 1900s, 1920s maybe.
Yeah, and it's got aluminum.
Someone invented it.
I don't even use it.
Like, it wasn't like
those period movies.
You know how
where
funky
they're...
people were in the old West. You know how funky that pussy.
It had to be right. Every time
that's
I watch
hairy
it,
hairy and funky.
You're used to it. You get used
the
to
closest
smell.
Was like Deadwood when they got to how it actually probably smelled and sounded. Because I mean, like they would get water from the same trough that the horse was drinking from. That shit was disgusting.
Like I know her. Her titties are pressed together in that corset, but she probably stinks.
All the live long day.
Probably stinks. You didn't think that? You was like, I'm about to. Oh, look at her ankles. That's what you were.
That's something. That's something. You know what? That's something I like period pieces. That's some of the things I don't like about slave movies. I'm like, wait a minute. How come his fingernails are done? That's a manicure. Ain't nobody had no manicure.
Look at his shape up. Like
ain't no shape up.
Right, we got to wrap this up. We're overtime again.
Yeah, we are.
That being said, I'm pretty sure Charlize Theron smells lovely.
I'm sure she, she smells great. I can probably tell when she enters.
She probably smells like cocoa
smells
butter.
Ecstatic.
She smells like Revlon.
She's been in the States for a while. Remember that.
Yeah, that's true.
She didn't have an accent. I mean, what's
that's yeah. true. She did a movie with that black.
The black. The black. She gave Idris some in Prometheus.
That's true.
Well, he took it.
That's true. He's going to get that. He's going
to
get that.
She gave it to him.
Yeah. Well, he talked her into it, put that smooth black shit on her.
Why are we up here?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're here.
And then he died.
Why are we up here? I'm about to fly this ship into that.
Well, he did some brave shit. I don't mind going. Yeah, I don't mind the black man going out like that. He did some brave shit.
Like, look ahead, man. Yeah.
We ain't going nowhere.
So we want to thank Haywood Turnip Seed Jr. and this motherfucker. Chris, the man with the plan, Lamberth. Chris, the eternal warrior, Lamberth. Chris, new friend of Fonte Lamberth.
That's right.
So Fonte is an amazing fucking rapper, dude.
He is amazing.
Like, he's a good,
he's an amazing
he's
musician.
A good, he's a humble guy.
I do want to talk
that's
to
what
him.
I like about
I do want to talk to him again.
That's what I like about him. That's cool.
About being outside the system and stuff. I want to get a face to face with him, but we ain't going to Carolina.
No, I'm not going to Carolina.
No time soon.
Well, we want to thank you guys for sitting in with us. Give me your social stuff.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Woody Seed. And you can find me on Facebook at Haywood Turnip Seed Jr. And you can follow me on Reverb Nation and find out when my shows are coming up or download my laugh if you like it as a ringtone. Speaking of shows, got one coming up January 10th at the Rock and Roll Hotel with Wu-Tang. Capadonna from the Wu-Tang Clan.
There you Capadonna? Go.
Big
Wait,
up.
Is it just Capadonna?
I believe it's Capadonna and Yuga.
And Yuga. I told you, they should call themselves a Fu-Tang Clan. When Wu-Tang tours and it's only those dudes, it should be a Fu-Tang Clan. Is Yuga just going to rap everybody's part?
I don't know how
he should. You know he should do? He should rap in the third person. Like, Inspector Deck bombs atomically. He should just say all those parts and just mention that he's doing the other person's part.
Right now I'm doing, but that would be like one man. I'm doing a one man reading of Wu-Tang.
And then RZA is like, March of the Wooden Soldiers. And
all right,
who's getting, was that you getting calls? Yeah, is that me?
My wife.
Okay. All right.
Oh, so, we didn't get to say, Chris Lamberth.
Go ahead.
You guys should, Chris Lamberth. Chris Lamberth on Twitter, Instagram. ChrisLamberth.com is the website. Mundane Festival. Mundane Festival podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podbean.
You can catch me at Magoobies this week starting tomorrow, January 9th and 10th, with Brian Scott McFadden, Magoobies.com for all the details, etc.
There you go. And I'll be at Magoobies in February 5th, 6th, and 7th. You can catch me there. And believe that is about it. We had a great time with these two brothers, and hopefully we'll have them back whenever Chris is in town. Haywood's here, so we may have him again at some point.
Maybe
we
Tim.
Never know what's going to happen.
Maybe Tim.
Tim.
Haywood might end up being Tim a Miller. Permanent. Haywood might end up being a permanent third. Tim Miller lives.
You just made
that's
Elton
what you got. You got to say that.
Tim Miller lives.
Free Tim Miller.
Free Tim Miller.
Tim Miller is the boomer of.
Free Tim and Mumia.
So thanks, guys, for coming in. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you. You know we do. New year. Let's keep this done right. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Hey, we're trying to see Jr.
Chris Lambert.
We have four guys on. We are out. Jim Miller lives.
Well, it's true that I'm the reigning king of the throne, but with all my strength, I couldn't do it alone. I need a DJ like Dan to back me up. So when I'm rocking on the mic, he's on the cross, they cut. Scratching and mixing, mixing and scratching. Second after second, it's the record he's catching. His hands are so fast that it's a medical riddle. With the turntable split and the mixer in the middle. Back and forth, his hands fly with the speed of a cheetah that'll puzzle your eye. Record after record, he has no mercy. Cuts left, cuts right, then he cuts vice versa. I'm not exaggerating, I said it and I meant it. I'll resent it if you say that his cuts are precedented. He's a lean, mean, wrecking machine. He gets respected like a king when he's on the scene. So bust the move, cause you know he's deaf. He's my DJ,
the magnificent Jazzy Jeff.